The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
Here on Money FM 89.3, I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Today on Chasing Cars, we turn our attention to Skoda. We haven't talked about it very much lately, but we have liked the cars a lot in the past and have said so. But what of their latest offerings? Julian Koh from SG Karma joins me, and we turn a little bit of love on Skoda's new offerings, Kamiq and Scala. Stay with us to find out what we think. Chasing Cars up next on Money FM 89.3.
Chasing Cars with Clarissa and Julian Koh from SG Karma, only on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Chasing Cars on Money FM 89.3 on a day that looks like it's going to be the same as yesterday, grey and rainy. I'm Clarissa Montero. He is Julian Koh from SG Carmart, and we are talking about not grey cars, actually quite interesting cars, Skodas. Now, Julian, we've talked about these before, and one of the things that I've noticed is Skoda likes colourful cars.
Yes. Yes, they do. It's like M&M's, you know.
Did you get the green one? The one that looks like, you know, Kermit the Frog?
Oh, no, no, no. The new Skoda Scala and Kamiq, they come in different colors, red, blue, and I'm talking about bright red.
And bright
blue.
Lovely
blue. Yeah, I wouldn't really say bright, but it's bright.
It is bright. It is a bright electric blue, but thankfully it is not the color of an NTUC taxi.
Yeah. Thank God for that.
Which I have to say, I could not believe that Audi has a color that is the replica of NTUC taxi blue.
Don't even get me started. Don't even get me started.
But today, Audi's getting no love from us. We're not talking about them. Forget I mentioned it. We're talking about Skoda. Now, prior to these being released, the Scala and the Kamiq, one of my favorite Skodas was, are you ready for this? The Karoq. So we're going to start our conversation today with their new offering, which is also an SUV, which is a Kamiq. I think I'm saying that right. Don't hold me to it.
Do you know that, this is a fun fact, right? But all of Skoda's SUVs starts with a K and ends with a Q.
Mm. They're going to run out of pronounceable names soon.
I don't know, man. I have no idea, man. You have to ask the Czechs. But then again, it's interesting, this Kamiq, because I actually thought that it looked really, really nice.
It's not bad, and it kind of sort of has similar specs to the Karoq, I think.
But I think it's really cool because it has this split headlights thing, which is the first for Skoda. It's a really distinctive design feature, and it can actually house dynamic indicators on higher trim models as well.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, it just means that, you know what, if you want to buy the Kamiq, buy the Monte Carlo trim. Now, Monte Carlo is now the top of the line trim. You know, it used to be this, what is it, is LNK or is it something? I don't know, I can't even remember the top of the line trim, but, well, in Singapore.
Oh, yeah, I can't remember what you call it. You're right, but that does make a difference.
It does make a difference, right? Now it's just called Monte Carlo. That is the top-of-the-line trim.
Oh, it used to be the Lauren and Clement.
Yes, yes, you are right. You are absolutely right. Yeah, that is the one.
Okay, so now it's the Monte Carlo. That was, you know, if you bought a car in that, it really was actually quite different. And it was very nice trim. Nice leather throughout the car and everything. Very nice.
Well, it's significantly better. Not to me, at least. You know what I mean? I mean,
no, it is significantly better. So it isn't actually significantly more expensive now in the Kamiq, but it is significantly better. So if you don't mind spending a few more $1,000, check out that Monte Carlo trim. Okay, now let's talk about the specs of the Skoda Kamiq. It is an SUV.
yes, it is.
I'm sorry, I was just arrested. I was just totally arrested by the very red color of the car that is in front of me right now. Okay, 1.5 TSI engine. So actually quite a small engine, which is a good thing if road tax is and insurance is an issue for you.
Yep.
Definitely.
You get about 148 brake horsepower and 250 newton meters of torque, which is very decent. And I think it's also because it doesn't feel heavy on its feet. So the whole 148 brake horsepower and especially the 250 newton meters of torque, it does help a lot.
And about, you know, just under 18 kilometers per liter on fuel economy. That's, of course, if you're driving. If I'm driving, that's a very different number.
I know. Right?
I have a very heavy foot, I'm afraid. I fail all of those fuel economy tests, you know?
I am pretty sure.
What can I say? It's a car.
I can tell you, in all honesty, the most attractive thing about the Skoda Kamiq isn't just about the space or the design. We're talking about the price. The Kamiq the Kamiq isn't at all priced crazily. Not at all. Not one bit.
No. Let's see. On SG Car Mart, which I'm assuming we can trust for prices, they start at $119,900.
Yep. And it goes all the way up to $127,900.
That's not bad, actually.
That is
for a family size SUV.
Okay,
I mean, mind you, I'm not saying that, you know, it's an extended family with the maids and the grandparents and what have you.
I mean, a
normal Singaporean-sized family.
Yeah, and get this, right? This car is based on the same platform as the Volkswagen T-Cross, but it's actually bigger. It has been upsized compared to the T-Cross, and that is just mighty impressive, if you ask me.
So you're saying it's an upsized small car?
Yes, upsized small SUV. You look at it and you get confused. You're just thinking, like, is this a mid-size or is this a compact?
You know, mid-size is not so bad because it's a pretty compact price.
Well, some may differ, but then again.
Hey, you know, it's closer to $100,000 than it is to anything else, and that is a pretty good price.
Yeah, it is. I will not deny that. But, okay, on that note of size, it's the same as the Skoda Scala.
Is it really?
It's based on the Polo, but it's even bigger than the Volkswagen Golf. But it's based on a Polo. Get this.
You're talking about the Scala now, right?
Yes, I'm talking about
the
Scala.
You know, you're talking to you is like talking to a woman in a shopping mall.
My mind is all over the place.
Apparently. Okay, we have shifted gears, ladies and gentlemen. Now we are talking about a hatchback. We are done talking about the SUV in case you lost us in between. The Skoda Scala is a hatchback.
Yes.
Okay, now carry on, Julian.
Yes, so get this, in case you didn't hear me right. It is based on the Volkswagen Polo, which is a compact hatchback, but it's bigger than the Volkswagen Golf.
The latest version of the Volkswagen Polo is actually, just for the record, the same size as the previous generation's Volkswagen Golf.
Yeah, but the current Golf is bigger already.
Yeah, well, you know, if the small one became bigger, then the mid-sized one has to become bigger also, right?
Yeah, I guess. But, I mean, the bottom line is...
They're bigger.
Skoda maximized the platform.
So it looks bigger than the Polo?
It is not bigger than the Polo. It is bigger than the... It doesn't look bigger. It is bigger than the Polo.
Okay.
And to me, that is just engineering marvel.
Also a 1.5 TSI engine, which, again, is impressive. Which means you have quite a decent amount of go in a, well, I want to say small car that got bigger, but that's exactly what happened. It's a small car that got bigger.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of cars nowadays in it, but I'm actually caught in between, really. I mean, I drove the Scala and the Karmic back to back. I'm a bit lost because if I really had to have a car, for instance, I wouldn't know exactly, should I get a Scala or should I get a Karmic? You know what I mean?
Well, if price is an issue, it's not going to help you at all. Because the Scala starts at $115,900. Again, very close.
Yeah, and Monte Carlo, the top of the line trim is just $124,900.
So, you know, it's less than $5,000 difference in the ranges between the Scala and the Karmic. So that's even more confusion because $5,000 is nothing when you're talking about buying a brand new car.
I guess. But you know what? In all honesty, I thought about it and I would think that I will actually go for the hatch. I know I'm a family man. I'm supposed to say I'll go for the SUV.
Yeah, but you know your wife is not listing, so you don't care, right?
Yeah. You know what? I'm just going to go for the hatch.
I will always go for the hatch. Julian, you know that.
Yep, I know.
Hot or not, I will always pick the hatch.
Well, that is the power of hatchbacks.
It is. Okay, now, let's be honest. Looking at the Scala, she's actually not bad looking.
Yeah,
which
it is
was one of the criticisms of Skodas or Škodas yes. or whatever. They were very practical and they were very well designed and everything, but they weren't the prettiest cars on the road. But the Scala yes. is actually quite cute. It's quite
cute
handsome.
Cute is not the word. Cute is not the word I'll use. Yeah, I think handsome would be more like it.
Okay, fine. Handsome. She's actually quite handsome.
Yeah, she is. In all honesty, she is. And wait till you get inside the car. When you look inside the car, you'll realize that, oh my goodness, I cannot believe I'm just paying this amount for this amount of car.
So you're saying it's a high-quality cabin?
It is. It is new. In fact, the Scala is actually the first production car that followed the Skoda RS start concept car, the Vision RS concept car, which means inside is completely new, new dash, new instrument cluster, new infotainment system, new steering, and you go in there and just, you cannot believe that the Czechs are capable of this.
Well, the Czechs did have, you know, the advantage of advice from the Germans.
Well, I guess.
seriously.
But this car, in all honesty, I really enjoyed the Scala. Yeah. I really did.
I have not actually driven a Škoda at face value that I did not find impressive in one way or another. I actually think they make surprisingly good cars, especially when you take into consideration the price point. And it's such practical little bells and whistles that a woman like me, or any woman for that matter, is going to be, oh, so cute. Look, they've got a very useful hook here. And oh, so cute, this netting in the back. It's all very, very practically and well, you know, practical, well thought out additions and design elements within the car.
Yes, I cannot deny that. No, in all honesty, I really cannot deny. You know, I know I'm digressing, but by far, you know, I'm a big fan of the Skoda Octavia RS. But the car that I really wouldn't mind having is a Superb.
Because you're an old man.
Good. No, it looks good. It drives well. I mean,
it's a big saloon.
Hey, it's a Tauke's car, okay? I mean, when I drive that car, I tell myself, oh my goodness, I'm suddenly driving an S-Class.
It is a Tauke car, precisely. I'm not old enough.
Yeah, right. See, it's you, of course.
I will stick to the Scala. She looks like a fun drive. She is a fun drive.
Yeah.
You know.
She's a fun drive. She's a fun one, really.
And, the price point, hard to beat. So, Julian, this week, if somebody is going, okay, those two clowns on Chasing Cars said I should check out the Skoda, and they take it seriously and they go down to Skoda, are there any deals that they should be aware of?
No.
No.
There are no other deals because the prices that we just mentioned are already the deal.
Okay.
Because the original price starts for the Scala, the original listed price starts from $132,900. But Right now, it starts from 115,900. For the car make, it starts from 133,900. But right now, it starts from 119,900. So that is already, I wouldn't say the surprise, but I mean, since we already mentioned it, it wouldn't really be surprising coming from us. But I mean, this is the selling point. This is what the price.
It's the I'm sorry, but they're really good prices. You know, they really are good prices because you're getting you're getting a really good car for that price. You're getting a car that should cost more money. You know, bottom line, that's how I feel about it. I can't believe I spent 15 minutes agreeing with you, Julian.
Seriously, I cannot believe that my life has changed. No, really. I mean, I'm telling you, my life has changed because I am saying this on air, live, telling people that I really like the Skoda Superb.
Yeah. That is true. I mean, but then again, both of us are old enough to remember what Skodas were like, oh, I don't know, 20 plus years ago. But now, they are really, really surprisingly good. And at these prices, they're really surprisingly affordable. So, on Chasing Cars this week, we aren't kidding. And how often do you hear Julian and I agree on anything? We spent the last 15 minutes agreeing on everything. So, at that point, go check out the Skodas. That should be your takeaway. You know, honestly, because next week when we come back, there's no guarantee we'll agree on anything.
Right? We never agree on anything. Just this week.
This week. How odd is that? This is, the universe has shifted because we agreed on everything today. So go check out the Scala or the Kamiq. We are Chasing Cars. I'm Clarice Montero. He is Julian Koh from SG Carmart. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.